Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. If you are feeling particularly tired, or even as though you might be heading towards burnout at the moment, then let me reassure you that you are not alone. The reason being is that late February and March is one of the most common times when people actually start to burn out. Why? Well, the reason is that after Christmas, in the new year, most of us hit the ground running with renewed energy and focus and resolutions and saying to ourselves that this year is going to be different. And we go full pelt at work in the new year. If we're in the Northern Hemisphere, the days are still short and dark and the weather isn't the best. And for many of us, we continue at that pace. We continue sprinting without really taking much rest or many breaks right through until Easter, which just so happens to be the first mandatory holiday in our calendar. And that means we get tired. And in today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, I'm going to share some tips with you to help you better manage your energy and resilience and help you do that for your team as well. Hey there, I'm Ben Morton. I'm a leadership mentor and performance coach, and I specialize in working with business professionals who are moving into senior leadership roles and who are committed to being the very best leader that they can possibly be. So let's talk about resilience. Many people think about resilience as being the ability to just push on. They think about it as being tough or stoic, but not in the good philosophical sense of stoicism, and just plowing on. I disagree. I think of resilience as the skill and habit of looking after ourselves so that we can push on when we really need to. Resilience is in part about having a positive mindset. It's about being flexible and adaptable. It's about eating, sleeping, and exercising well, and taking regular breaks to rest and recharge. Back in 2001, Luer and Schwartz wrote a now famous Harvard Business Review article called The Making of a Corporate Athlete, where they compared how elite athletes operate, train, and rest compared to how a business professional operates in the workplace. Well, today I'd like to give you a slightly different metaphor, which is that of the corporate soldier. Now, I know from experience that to be a soldier, you need to be tough and resilient, and you need to have the ability to push on when you really have to. But soldiers aren't sprinting all of the time. On a typical 6 month deployment overseas in the army, soldiers and myself, there would be lulls in operations or the battle where you could pause and get some rest. On a typical 6 month deployment, at some stage in that time, you'd get a 10 day break where you could go home to rest and then come back for the rest of your deployment. And you get a significant amount of rest at the end of that 6 months. Now, many of us don't take anywhere near enough of a strategic approach to taking rest at work. We just sprint through work at full pelt until some sort of event in the national or religious calendar tells us to stop, irregardless to the peaks and demands that are placed upon us. It's a bit like many of us go to work and are sprinting the whole time, when in reality we need to make sure we are running and jogging at different times so that we can sprint when we really have to. So my challenge, my call to action for you this week is to take a strategic and deliberate approach to rest and relaxation. Look at where the peaks are in your diary and plan some micro rest breaks around those. Hope it's been useful for you. Until next time, look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, folks, lead on.